Music don't change the world.
There's something happening here.
You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out.
John is in the basement, mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement, thinking about the government.
I'm going to tell all you fascists, you may be surprised.
Music don't change the world. Only the audience can change the world. But a good songwriter can offer a different perspective.
If you need a little cheering up out there, I can definitely introduce you to someone who will take the edge off.
It's about the sensation of this celebratory excitement.
It would be hard to match the soothing effect of spending time with Andrew W.K. He's a vagabond, a musician, and takes everything you say at face value. And in our People Get Ready series all about protest music, Andrew wants you to join his party party.
Campaign for the spirit of this feeling.
Praises of which he sings about every chance he gets on a 50-state motivational speaking tour.
I've created the illusion that I'm doing a lot of different things, but it's actually just one very simple thing called partying.
And as a political message, the party party would want the world to do what?
Party. Yeah, this again, very simple, very one-dimensional, but the great thing about partying is, as far as the dimension goes, it may be a single dimension, but it's quite vast. There's a lot of room in there. But they're all fused together with a sense of joy and a sense of energized enthusiasm about being alive.
It might be argued that the party party sounds like a dropout of the current system, that basically you're advocating a kind of get away from politics, get away from voting, and get away from the current system.
No, not personally, although I understand and certainly respect someone who does feel that way. But I think ideally we want to create an atmosphere almost to clear our heads so that we can dive deeper in, not just to social issues, cultural issues, governmental issues, but to the issues of living day to day. And if we're so overwhelmed that we want to tap out, then we know we're doing something wrong. We want to get deeper into life. So I'm trying to actually, rather than tackle any one particular issue, I'm trying to work at the foundation that lies beneath all these issues and strengthen that so that we can then have that renewed sense of optimism or just at least pure energy to go into life. Fixing things from the top down, I don't think it works as well as fixing from the inside out.
And parties are most effective from the inside out.
The party spirit asks us to retain an almost irrational amount of optimism, where even the negative sort of falls into a positive category. It's kind of a transcendental positivity, where we say we're going to start with the first and foremost fact that I exist, and we're going to celebrate that. It doesn't mean that everything's good. It doesn't mean that there won't be bad things or hard things, but that we're going to face them with as much, again, possibly even unfounded positivity as we can, because what else is the other choice? But I'm here as a representative of a feeling that I really do think is bound up in some shred of truth.
In the party party itself, what kind of a party are we talking about? Does any party qualify? Do you have a specific rule of engagement for a party, how it begins, middle and end, that sort of thing? What's served at the party?
Water is the most important thing to serve anywhere at all times. And that is much like the foundation. Partying is the water of the spirit. You know, you can't live without water. You can't exist without some shred of essential joy. You know, they say happiness is felt for a particular reason, but joy can be felt for no reason in particular. And in that way, again, it seems unfounded, it seems undeserved, or some could even say it's irresponsible when faced with so much darkness, with so much shadow, and so much calamity, that how can we feel joy? But maybe that's when that type of joy is the most crucial, because it feeds us this kind of primal energy.
I voted for a bunch of presidents. I've seen them come, I see them go, they promise you a bunch of stuff, and things don't get better.
It's hard to decide who to vote for because nobody is addressing any issues that every citizen like me care about. I'm not sure where this country is headed, really.
Hello, my name is Andrew W.K., and I have a very important message. It's no secret that the majority of Americans are frustrated, disillusioned, and concerned with the current state of our nation. Today, I'm proud to announce the formation of the Party Party.
What do you think people would get out of seeing your political ad?
I don't really know. I didn't expect people to react as well to it as they did, so I think most people probably already thought the same thing. But I had no particular agenda other than this was something I had felt, and it seemed like it continued a tradition of pointing out the unnecessary binary separations. You know, it's very appealing to our mind to have things split down the middle. Even when I'm talking about negative and positive, there's something very natural about that. But there's times when it just doesn't seem to cover the complexities of what it is to be a person.
What would you hope to be the outcome, the best case scenario for the party party's connection with American voters? And, you know, you're talking about positive joy, and boy, there are a lot of angry voters out there.
Yeah, and they have every reason to feel that way. I'm not telling anyone to feel any other way than they do. It's just, what do we do forward? And do we really want to feel like this perpetually? And how can we get over it? Or is it a feeling to have for the sake of having it?
Do you campaign?
All my life. That's all I do, is campaign for the spirit of this feeling. Again, I'm just a representative. That's why I don't cloud it up. It's not about me. It's about this sensation of this this celebratory excitement. So what if we could take that spirit with us, even a shred of it, and go throughout the rest of our trials and tribulations with that in mind? Can we find at least one thing to hold on to that bonds us, even if it's just the fact that we're all on this planet at the same time? You know, we're in it together whether we like it or not. So what are we going to do about it?
Andrew W.K., thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Andrew W.K. for Yourself on his 50-state speaking tour, The Power of Partying.